Here you go. I know it's past five, but could you sign off on these before you leave? What? It's not like you've got anywhere to be. Yeah, I see your wedding band. Damn, thing's been blinding me ever since you joined 3 months ago. My point being, for someone who has such a pretty wife, you always stay super late. All the other old geezers dip as soon as 4:30 rolls around, but not you. Especially on a Friday night. Did you forget that you have her picture on your desk? Jeez, man, now I know you're overworked. Now, I've never been married myself, but generally, aren't couples usually, like, joined at the hip? I swear, they're like fucking magnets. Look, I've been here for a while, and I have seen it all. Dawn and Martha's divorce, Yolanda's baby daddy, and yes, even the beginnings of Mr. Wynn's midlife crisis. Be real with me. Things aren't going well, are they? Do I look like the type to tell anyone your shit? Okay, but besides that, who was it that had your back when you got busted for stealing printer ink that first week? Mm-hmm. Now come on, tell me. Damn, I didn't realize you had it that bad. How long has she been neglecting you? Okay, but geez, that's a long time to be touch-starved. Have you ever told her how much that bothered you? Well, sure, her needs are important, right? Like sleeping and getting to work on time, but what about you? I mean, don't think I haven't noticed how many times you've been checking your phone today. The look of disappointment on your face alone tells me everything. She's working late again, huh? Hence why you don't want to head home to an empty apartment. But that's what, the fifth time this week? Not good. Honestly, it seems like such a waste to me. Handsome guy like you, pining after someone who doesn't know how to treat you right. If you were mine, I'd leave no room for doubt. Tell me, when's the last time she put her hands on you? The last time she cupped your knee and dragged her fingers up your thigh? Do you even remember a time when she whispered in your ear and called you handsome? When she worshipped you on her knees in front of you? You don't. What a pity. You deserve to feel someone else's warmth, whether it's through their words or through their touch. You say that, but would she even notice my Lancôme Eau de Parfum permeating into your clothes? Yes, that means perfume. I can see the conflict in your eyes. You don't need to wage war with your morals. Just listen to that little voice inside your head. What does it really want? Who does it really want? I won't tell if you won't. My bad. Let me just get that. No, you stay right there. Never mind what I'm doing. Just keep your voice down if you don't want to get caught. Your wife should take notes, because I'm about to demonstrate how to properly
take care of a big cock like yours. And if I do my job just right, it'll be the only thing you picture when you close your eyes in bed tonight. That's it. Grab my hair. Take what you want from me. You should see your face right now. This isn't the first time you fucked me with your eyes since we first met. And I have a sinking suspicion that I won't be the last either. When your legs shake like this, I know you're close. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're enjoying this. The idea of having an affair, your coworker taking you deep, deep under your desk. You don't have to say it. Your cock is honest, unlike you. That's it. Don't hold back. Give me every last fucking drop. Feel better? I thought so. Now you won't have to jerk off alone in bed tonight waiting for her to touch you. Please, it's written all over your face. It's not that much of a stretch. Oh, by the way, next time we should do this somewhere a lot more comfortable. This carpet's murder on my knees. You can keep telling yourself that, but we both know your empty apartment isn't half as appealing as I am.